few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, what's up? Welcome back. I'm Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School. Quick update from yesterday's buzzworthy episode about Nicole, the Houston beekeeper. Here's a joke you can use on your friends or colleagues today. Why did the bees go on strike? Because they wanted more honey and shorter working flowers. Right? Well, you're welcome. Okay, on with the show. And speaking of the show, what if you're a performer? A speaker, dancer, magician, musician, etc. If you're trying to start some kind of public performance-based side hustle, there are usually a couple of different ways to approach it, and one path pays much more than the others. So today you'll hear about a performer who goes from doing college shows to making up to $20,000 for corporate events. Jonathan Pritchard has multiple projects that make up his income. While most of them have evolved from his career as a graphic designer, today we'll look at his most intriguing project, mind reading. Now, whether he actually reads minds or not is another conversation, but basically he's a magician. He's always been fascinated by how people think and why they think the way they do. As a kid, he said he was pretty shy, but when he learned to do magic tricks and juggle fire, it helped him come out of his shell and interact with people. He says now that his public speaking side hustle, or side career, is the result of a frustration he experienced in high school. Jonathan is very visual, he's an artist by nature, but he had a difficult time explaining things. And sometimes it was challenging for him to put what he had in his mind into words. So he signed up for his high school debate team and ended up competing nationally with them. This experience really pushed him outside of his comfort zone, and his skill in front of an audience grew and evolved over the years until, as a young adult, he began performing at dorm parties, restaurants, and open mic nights. As Jonathan learned about the business of speaking and performing and saw what the audiences really responded to, his services evolved and changed as well. He had started with this emphasis on reading people's minds, or at least calling them up on stage and having this interactive experience with them, but he started offering a separate performance called Think Like a Mind Reader that teaches people how their minds work and how they can overcome the habits that are keeping them from being successful. Now, with this unique niche, he was able to take his show from the college circuit to the corporate world. It started when a friend who was also a performer couldn't take a gig that was offered to him, so he referred Jonathan instead. And the gig was to speak to U.S. troops at all 12 military bases in South Korea. For this 14-day tour, he got paid $20,000. In addition to being a great paycheck, having this on his resume gave him the clout he needed to start approaching and speaking for corporations. This meant that instead of earning $2,000 for a show at a college, he could now earn anywhere from $3,000 or $4,000 all the way up to $20,000 for a single corporate show. Being in the corporate world also opened up different format options for him. It wasn't just the performance, now it was trainings, breakout sessions, and even one-on-one coaching. By turning his show into a learning experience, he was really able to distinguish himself from other performers competing for the same events. He credits his steady ongoing success with this mind-reading hustle to really focusing on what creates a quality service for his audience. This commitment has resulted in repeat events by the same clients, as well as great word-of-mouth referrals. And while he loves performing and doing these shows, Jonathan says that knowing he's the one in charge of his income is a huge motivation for continuing to build up the services he offers to corporations. So congratulations, Jonathan. And by the way, I mentioned that Jonathan was a shy kid. I don't know if I use the word introvert or not, but that's certainly a description that I use for myself. I very much identify as a strong introvert. I just want to mention that for all my fellow introverts out there, Jonathan has been able to create success as a performer. I've been able to navigate a public career as an author and speaker, despite not being extroverted or charismatic by nature. And in my case, I've just kind of learned some things along the way that have helped me kind of focus on what I'm good at and do it in a way that's comfortable to me. So if you know much about introversion or extroversion, if you've ever read up at all, you have probably read the book Quiet by Susan Cain. Susan is a friend of mine. It's a wonderful book. It's been a global phenomenon for good reason. But I also want to mention another book by Beth Bulow. And this book is lesser known, but it's definitely worth your attention. It's called The Introvert Entrepreneur, How to Amplify Your Strengths and Create Success on Your Own Terms. And I love that subtitle because it's essentially what I've been able to do in my career through much trial and error. So I hope that's helpful for some of you. I hope you enjoyed the story. To find the show notes for today's episode, learn to think like a mind reader, go to sidehustleschool.com/105. Wherever you are, have an awesome day. I'm Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. I'll be back tomorrow.